Hi, my name's Cameron Walker from WeatherStar, and you're listening to the Rewind Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to show number four. This show is one that is going to be jam-packed, so I'll be minimizing the talking and maximizing the music. This week, we have tracks from Basement Superheroes, Where Machines Were, Flat 29, Prank, and music and an interview with Katie Jackson from The Hype Theory. In the next show, we'll be introducing a news section to keep up to date with all the artists that we've had on the show. But until then, why not head over to the website at www.therewindpodcast.com and click news to find out about Marshall Amps going into the world of drums, the Black Dove's great new music video, and tour dates for some of the bands that we've had on the show. This will be updated regularly, so please go and check it out. And if you want to email the show anytime, send your emails to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. So let's start the show off with a great band that's been in constant repeat on my pod for the last week. They're called Hello Hollywood. They come from Phoenix, Arizona, and are Dan Beavis on drums, Jeremy Jones and Stephen Simpson on guitars, Kevin Murphy on bass, and Mike Wolf on vocals. Hello Hollywood are basically five young guys who have a massive amount of talent, dedication, and raw musical energy. They seem to hit all the right chords for writing some truly memorable songs, and although they've only been together for a short time, they've already shared a stage with names like The Main, The Cab, Change of Pace, The Somerset, and The Higher. Hello Hollywood seem to be unstoppable at the moment, and long may it continue. To find out more about them, go over to myspace.com/HelloHollywood. Or head over to iTunes to buy some of their tracks. But right here, right now, this is Hello Hollywood with their song Rear View.
One girl's heart is another boy's heartache. Well, this boy's moving on, because you're just another mistake. Stupid fights and sleepless nights. No matter what you do, it's never right. Rush goodbye. To wear your favorite eyes. So tell me, how do you sleep at night? He said, she said, does it make a difference now? When you're miles behind me. He said, she said, is it keeping me around? I think it's best that I leave. So get over it, cause I'm just trying to forget. She said, does it make a difference, Joe? When I see you in my rear view, sometimes a broken heart is a chance to start over. Starting over has never sounded so damn good. With eyes as wide as my smile, I'm living my dreams. Oh, place your face in the crowd. I know you think about me now. He said, she said, does it make a difference now? When you're miles behind me. He said, she said, is it keeping me around? I think it's best that I leave. So get over it, cause I'm just trying to forget. She said, does it make a difference, Joe? When I see you in my rear view, what will you do now that I'm gone? I'm not running away, I'm just moving on. You're just another mistake. So get over it, cause I'm just trying to forget. He said, she said, does it make a difference, Joe? When I see you in my rear view. He said, she said, does it make a difference now? When you're miles behind me. He said, she said, is it keeping me around? Is it keeping me? I think it's best that I leave.
Next up, we have What Machines Wear, which is a solo project of the ultra-talented Evan Tyler, who is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter, musician, producer from Columbia, USA. His music can best be described as sunshine for your ears, and I guarantee his feel-good songs will bring a smile to your face. So if you need a pick-me-up, head over to www.purevolume.com/what.machines.wear to listen to more of his tracks. This is What Machines Wear with the great song Distances.
Distances can only keep us apart for so long. All this talk of seeing each other needs to start before something goes wrong. It only takes the two of us together. Stop waiting on this gloom-stricken weather. The sunny days will come and drown us in rays when I get at you. Oh, I could hold the whole world over my shoulders just as long as I'd get 3 seconds to hold her. When what if just isn't cut in it, we take the toll. It only takes the two of us together. Stop waiting on this gloom-stricken weather. The sunny days will come and drown us in rays when I get at you. Ja da 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 da. Ja da 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 da. Ja da 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 da. Ja da 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 da. Made geese fly in formation down my spine. Let's face it, all the L words on our side. Oh, it only takes the two of us together. Stop waiting on this gloom-stricken weather. The sunny days will come and drown us in rays. Fall asleep in my arms, you can't be my North Star. It takes the two of us together. Stop waiting on this gloom-stricken weather. The sunny days will come and drown us in rays when I get at you.
Now it's time for Rewind Today, Becoming a Rockstar. This week we're on to step number 4, equipment. Now, equipment is a bit of a minefield of a topic. I'm actually starting to wish I hadn't mentioned it, but I did, so here goes. So we all know that equipment is pretty much a must when in a band, unless you're in an a cappella group, in which case you'll be absolutely fine. Now I'm going to take this from the angle of buying in a budget, because I presume that if you can afford some top-notch equipment, then you're probably already halfway there to become a rock star. So what are the basics? Let's, for argument's sake, say you're in a 5-piece rock pop band. For that you'll need 2 guitars with amps, a bass with an amp, a drum kit and a mic with an amp. Now the instruments you use don't have to be the best, but you should probably try and get the best you can afford. And if you don't have enough amps at the beginning, you could at a push plug the mic into one of the guitar amps if it has 2 inputs, or put the 2 guitars through 1 amp. You can mix and match. This really won't sound that good, but it's better than nothing. A word of warning though, always play the bass through a bass amp, as you're likely to blow up an ordinary amp if you plug the bass into this. And as a side note, if you're short of a bass, an electric guitar with a bass turned up full can be used to make a makeshift bass for practicing. Another option, if you don't have enough amps, would be to invest in a PA system and run everything through a mixer. These can be picked up pretty cheaply if you have time to look around. So let's imagine you have your instruments and relevant amps. Next, you'll need some guitar effects pedals. Now, there are thousands of these in the market. Some just do one effect and others do multi-effects. The best way to choose these is to go into your local music shop and try them out and see what best suits you. Now this is a very basic equipment guide I've done, and this will get you started if you're starting up a new band. Obviously, there's better equipment out there, better instruments, and better technology available, which I will, of course, cover in another show. But that's it for today. Next time, getting the sound right. This next band are called Basement Superheroes, and with a name like that, you just know they're going to be great, and you'd be right. They're a Canadian-based rock pop band from Laval in Quebec, and are Max Izzo on vocals and guitar, brother Alex Izzo on drums, and Sean Shemtov on bass. These guys were a promising high school rock band, and like other bands, played as much and as hard as they could to get noticed. But all that changed in June 2009, when Basement Superheroes proved that they had what it took to go that little bit further, by competing against 40 other bands in the highly acclaimed Can Your School Rock competition and winning. Since then, the three young guys have proved they're ready to take on the world. Their songwriting skills, which are already strong, seem to get better with each track they release. Their music is a fun-filled powerhouse of sound, and they have a buzz around them at the moment that's so big they could power an entire city. In a word, Basement Superheroes rock. And if you don't believe me, go and check them out yourself at myspace.com/basementsuperheroes. Now this song by the band is called Nothing Hurts Worse.
I'm a madman over the night we spent. Nothing hurts worse. And I took your heart and I made my dent. Nothing hurts worse. It made you miss all the things you lost. Nothing hurts worse. And all the dents that your heart forgot. Cause nothing hurts worse. Oh, can it be? In your tiny world, nothing hurts worse. But it comes disguised and appears concerned. Nothing hurts worse. Oh, when it comes, I will not be there. Nothing hurts worse. Cause I'm not really sure I'll care. And nothing hurts worse. More than I've sung when I was broken.
Next up, we have a band from right here in Scotland. They're called Crank, and they are Kieran Murray on vocals and bass, Fraser McMillan and John Neil Rice on guitar, and Blair Adams on drums. Now, if any of you like the Stereophonics, then you're really, really going to like these guys, as they have the same gritty rock sound to them, and the singer has raspy vocals that aren't unlike Kelly Jones. But although there are some similarities to Stereophonics, Crank most definitely stand tall on their own. Their songs are strong, honest and filled with emotion, and the live performances need to be seen. Why don't you head over to www.myspace.com/crank92 to hear for yourself. But for now, this is Crank with All This Time. This next band are called Flat 29, and to be fair, they're not really a band, so to speak, more of a trio of comedy geniuses. Flat 29 are Dan, Rich and Charlie, and they write some very, very funny comedy songs. No topic is taboo, as they write songs ranging from soup to a hilarious song about finding old people hot. Now, these guys also do a fortnightly comedy podcast called Flat 29's Big Book of Everything, where each week they'll cover a chosen topic and talk about it in great comedy detail. The podcast is a guaranteed laugh and show off the trio's musical talents with jingles and songs related to that week's topics. The Big Book of Everything can be found on iTunes, so please go and download it and subscribe to it. And if you want to know any more about Flat 29, head over to www.flat29.com. flat29.com, where you'll find lots of free songs to download as well as extras from their podcast. These guys are real hidden talent, so if you like their music and their podcast, then spread the word and tell your friends about them. Dan, Rich and Charlotte will be on the show in a few weeks' time. Until then, this is Flat 29 with the song Flat 29 is the flat for me.
I love you.
So we called Dad's mum.
She's a criminal
when it comes to cleaning.
Not even Mr. Muscle got the surfaces gleaming.
It was clean for about 2 days,
but then we all got takeaways.
The Hoover's shit, the cooker is a cunt.
It annoys me as much as James Blunt.
I cook waffles on medium heat. They tasted really nice, but it took a fucking week.
The TV only works when you're looking away,
and the heating goes berserk in the month of May.
But I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be,
cause flat 29 is the flat for me.
I think that I am scarred for life.
Association involved hasn't been at all helpful.
It's criminal!
We're living on the edge.
We ignore the quota of our daily fruit and veg.
The fridge temperature leaves a lot to be desired.
And the guy who showed us round his flat should definitely be fired.
When I first saw the flat, it was a dream come true.
The building workers shoddy, they probably used glue.
From a print stick, or maybe PVA.
The raised place is going, it'll fall down one day.
Don't get me started on the washing facility.
I scoured the globe for an F20p.
But I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be.
Cause flat 29 is the flat for me.
I think that I am scarred for life. Cause I live in flat 29, I'm a serious risk. From all sorts of tropical diseases, that I am scarred for life. Cause I live in flat 29.
I can't think of anywhere around.
Cause flat 29 is the flat for me.
Dear flat 29, it has been brought to my attention that your kitchen is in a deplorable state and constitutes a health hazard. If you fail to clean the kitchen, we will have no option but to instruct industrial cleaners to enter the building and destroy you. Be required, you will all incur a charge. This charge will be deducted from your security deposit. By the way, it is illegal to watch television in flat 29. Yours sincerely, Tupac Amaru
Shakur. But I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be.
Cause flat 29 is the flat for me.
I think that I am scarred for life. Cause I live in flat 29. I'm a serious risk from all sorts of tropical diseases. I think that I am scarred for life. Cause I live in flat 29.
So today's interview is with Katie Jackson from hyper rock band The Hype Theory. If you're new to the show and haven't heard of them, then pause this podcast and go download show 1, where they were the first band that ever played in the show with the great song We've Got Tonight. Or head over to www.myspace.com/The Hype Theory. After the interview, I'll be playing the band's brand new track We Will Be Singing, which was produced by the super talented Matt O'Grady of the U-Meet 6 fame. Now, the song is an absolute rock anthem with roaring guitars, strong female vocals and a catchy melody. In my opinion, it's the Hype Theory's best song to date, which only proves that these guys are set for stardom. So here's Katie Jackson telling us a little bit more about the band.
On the show today, we've got Katie from the Hype Theory. Hi, Katie.
Hello, you alright?
Not bad, not bad. How are you doing today, alright?
I am really good, thanks.
So, for those who haven't heard of the Hype Theory, Who are you? Who's in the band? And, you know, how you all met? What's the story behind Hype Theory?
Okay, so the Hype Theory consists of me, yep, on lead vocals, Sean on rhythm guitar, Tom on lead guitar, Greg on bass, and Matt on drums. And we've recently just had a lineup change. So that was in the last couple of months, really.
Uh-huh.
So this new this lineup is very new. But our old lineup was going for about a year and a half, sure, max album. But yeah, we all got together because we all studied together at uni in London. We'll go to music school, and that's it. That's how we met. We just thought, let's form a band. We're all into the same music, so that's how it happened.
Fair enough. That's the best way, I suppose.
Yeah.
And how would you describe your music to the listeners?
Well, someone once described it as hyper rock.
That's actually a very good description. Actually, I wish I'd used that. Hyper rock. That's good.
I know. I think it's really good, and I've decided that I've made a new genre of music, and we are the only band in it.
Fair enough. So
we're not
though,
but you know,
so
it's my genre.
Fair enough. So the Hype Theory are the founders of hyper rock.
Yes, we are.
Excellent. You heard it here first.
Somebody else did say it, but I can't remember who it is. But it doesn't matter.
Right. So we'll just kid on. You said it for the first time, so.
You know. Yeah, exactly. It's mine now.
So, what kind of influences do you guys pull from, you know, to make your music?
So many other bands. A lot of the bands that we're into are all mainly American. But there's loads of corporate bands like Unit 6 and The Blackout that we really like. I know that because me and Sean write the songs,
right.
And he's really into like Jimmy Eat World and Fall Out Boy and stuff. So where most of our influences are from.
So you said that you used two guys write the songs.
Yes, me and Sean write the songs.
So I'm a songwriter myself, so I'm always interested in other songwriters. So how do you guys go about, like, starting from scratch? Like, where do you get the ideas from, and how does the process end up to the finished product?
Okay, so it starts off with Sean. He will write a riff or some chords or whatever, and he'll write pretty much the basis of a song. So he'll write us a verse, a chorus, the pre-choruses, the middle eight, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll give it to me to play about with melody ideas, and then I'll put down a melody. Then we'll get the other guys in. Everyone will put their parts on. We'll change our mind about 100 times about what we think sounds good and what doesn't sound good. I'll rewrite the melody about 10 times, and then we'll just end up with a song.
Sure. That sounds like a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it's worth it though, because you don't just want to settle for the first thing that you write, because normally the first thing that you write isn't the best thing. You need to sit down, think about it, really focus on what's going to sound good and make it sound as best as it possibly can.
Fair enough. On the podcast, I'm doing this Rewind's Guide to Become a Rockstar. Now, the first podcast I did, Forming a Band, and I was trying to explain to, you know, listeners out there that are starting to form bands that you usually start with your friends, but there's always arguments over things, you know, like songs you play, whose amp should be the loudest. Do you guys have this same sort of thing?
Well, see, for us, it's kind of weird, because me, Sean and Matt all live together.
All right.
So we get along really well, and we tend to kind of bicker, like brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But we get along really well. I mean, Greg is just hilarious, and if there's ever any tension over songwriting, say someone's like adamant that what they've written sounds amazing, and
yeah,
everybody else is like, no, it doesn't sound amazing, you know, Greg will be the one that cracks a joke, and then everybody just calms down, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, we're not bad. We I don't know, we all get along really well. I think we all work well together, so it's all good.
So you guys are still unsigned, but
yep,
seeing the short time you've been together, you seem to have did so much. You've been in NME, featured in MySpace, Mars Planets Radio, done acoustic sets, and you've even been in the TV. I mean, how did you manage this in such a short time?
We're all really focused, and we all just really want to do well. We want to play cool gigs, and we want to like increase our fan base, and the only way that we're going to do that is by working really hard. And I spend hours and hours on the internet talking to people, asking people to play our stuff, you know, like just getting us onto these sorts of things.
Yeah.
And so far it seems to have worked, which is cool.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're obviously saying you're busy now. These guys, is this your full-time job or do you have day jobs as well?
Yeah, unfortunately we have day jobs.
Oh, no luck.
Yeah, unfortunately, because, you know, we have to we have to pay for recordings and everything like that. So
fair enough.
We have to work, but we all just got part-time jobs so that we can
concentrate
focus
on the music.
On the music, yeah. So it doesn't take up too much.
So what is it you do as a job then?
I'm a singing teacher.
That's interesting.
yeah, it's very interesting. It's a kind of cool job, you know.
Is it children and adults or just adults?
Do you know what? I have my youngest student is, well, I had one that was 5 once.
My God.
But at the moment, my youngest student is 7, and then my oldest is 60.
That's quite a diverse age range.
Yeah, it's mental. So that is literally the span of ages that I teach.
Wow. So who's easy? Who's easiest to teach, the 7-year-old or the 60-year-old?
The 7-year-old.
Why is that?
She's just so cool because in the lessons we just have a laugh, and the 6-year-olds, they just take it so seriously, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
And obviously the 7-year-old, they've got their whole life ahead of them. There's no rush. we just have such a laugh. It's cool.
Cool. I mean, as long as you enjoy it, that's the main thing, I suppose.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
So I've obviously been doing research on you guys, and I've been on YouTube and I've been watching some of your live shows. They look absolutely mental, like hyper rock, as you said. I mean, do you enjoy the live performances?
It's the best part of the whole band is just the live show and the lead up to a live show when you're just hanging out backstage and you're all just, excuse the pun, hyping each other up and. You know, it's just such a laugh. I mean, you get out on stage and you're in your own little world, but you have so much fun with everybody and, yeah, it's the best part.
It does look like fun. You guys go mental on stage, which, I mean, it gets the crowd going, obviously, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's fun. And, you know, if you're not having fun, then you can't expect your audience to have fun, you know?
Exactly.
They're just if you're standing there staring at the floor, looking bored, then they're going to give you that back, you know?
Yeah.
So, you got to have some fun.
Great, eh? So what's your favourite live song to play?
Let me think. Oh, I don't know. Can I choose? The other songs will get really jealous. Probably, I don't know. I love to perform all of our songs. I'd say that We Will Be Singing is the hardest one to perform live.
Yeah.
And Don't Stop always goes down really well. But that one's not on the MySpace anymore, so that's for the old school fans that know our older material.
And talking about the older material, you've got an EP out on iTunes that people can go and download as well, don't you?
Yeah. We're going to release a new EP soon as well, which is very exciting.
Excellent.
Which is all the stuff that's on the MySpace that we recorded with Matt O'Grady.
Yep.
He did You Meet at 6 and The Blackout.
Get his name in there, quite right.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I know.
He's such a cool producer and he's such a cool guy, and we had so much fun recording that EP. So I had to get his name in there.
Quite right.
Show the love.
Yep. Well, as you said, he's a very talented producer and he's worked with some great bands. How did you manage to get Matt O'Grady as your producer?
Well, okay, this is a true story. I could make up some like really crazy story about how amazing we are and how he just really wanted to work with us.
Right, that'll do. That's fine.
No, it's kind of cool. He used to be in a band called Fastlane,
mm-hmm.
And I live with the drummer of that band.
Right.
So, I was saying, I really want an amazing producer, somebody that's worked with some amazing people that can get us the best sound. And he was like, well, you know, you should go to my friend Matt, like, he's amazing, he's worked with, like, blah, 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 blah. The list is massive.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's signed to Virgin and all this stuff, and I was like, wow, okay, I'll give him a call. And then I just gave him a call, and he was really nice. And he was just like, I'll call you guys. Like, I really like your stuff. And I was so happy that he said yes, because, you know, he works with so many bands, and he could say no, you know.
Yeah, true.
Just because he doesn't like our music, but he really liked it and he wanted to work with us. So it was cool.
Excellent. So it should sound brilliant when it comes out then.
Yes.
Is We Will Be Singing, is that one of the tracks you recorded with Matt?
Yeah. All are the ones that we recorded with Matt. And hopefully We Will Be Singing is going to be the single that we're going to release.
It's a cracking song. It's also the one we're going to play at the end of the interview.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's my favourite. It's my new favourite.
It's an anthem of a song. It's amazing. Straight to number one. Everyone go and download it and buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone should buy it.
So,
it's not out yet, so.
What other plans do you have for the future?
I don't know. You see, we're just kind of taking everything as it comes, and we wanna release the EP and the single, and then we're gonna start touring massively, and just get promoting, get our name out there, hopefully get some cool support slots, and just keep digging and trying to get our name out there. That's just our plan. You know, we might. You know, if we get signed along the way, then that's cool, but that's not what we're looking for at the moment.
Yeah, you just want to get your music out there, basically.
Yeah, you know, because being in, like, today's industry, being signed isn't the be-all and end-all of music, you know. You can do so much yourself, and I know so many bands that are massive, and they're not signed, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean everything to be signed, so...
True.
So we're not... you know, chasing a record deal.
Yeah.
But if it happens, it happens. And, you know, if your music is great and people can buy it, then, you know, you're going to do great.
Yeah.
You don't need to be signed.
So what advice would you have for other unsigned artists?
Just keep working as hard as possible, you know. So many people get so many knockbacks and then they get really disheartened and then they think, oh, okay, we'll just give up. But... that's the point where you just need to keep going, because, you know, there'll be one person that comes to your show and they might change your career forever, but you'll never know unless you keep going, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all luck.
Keep at it, basically.
Yeah, totally, and just keep writing songs and keep throwing away songs, because your next song that you write will always be better than your last one, so keep writing.
So, do you want to talk about what you're doing after this podcast?
No, I'm scared.
What are you doing today?
So today, in a couple of hours, well, probably less than a couple of hours, I'm going to get another tattoo session on my leg piece that I started a couple of weeks ago.
What's it of?
Well, it's kind of all flowery and it's got a big bird at the top.
Big bird?
It's big, you know. Huh?
Did you say big birds or big bird out Sesame Street?
I've got a Sesame Street character on my leg. No, it's a bird, a real bird. I've got better taste than that, come on.
Sesame Street's cool.
No offense to anybody that has got a Sesame Street character for them, but anyway. But yeah, it's really big. It goes from the top of my hip down to my knee.
Wow.
So... I'm in for a lot of pain today.
Jeez, that's quite a huge tattoo.
yeah, it is huge, I'm not gonna lie. But I love it. I love tattoos. It's my fourth one.
Fourth one, wow.
Yeah.
I'm considering getting my first. But I don't know, I'm a bit scared, you know.
You've got to take the plunge. But what I would say is, don't start if you only want one tattoo.
Right.
Just don't bother. Just don't bother starting, because once you get one, you will end up with more. Unless you're the exception, but everybody that has tattoos has to get more.
It's addictive.
Totally. It's totally addictive. I started off with a tiny tattoo, and look at me now. I've got a whole leg covered. I've got a massive one on my back as well. I love it.
Excellent.
I don't know why I do it. It hurts and it's really painful and it's really expensive as well.
But it looks cool, doesn't it?
It does look cool, but you know what? The guys in the band, they take the mick out of me because I don't hardly ever drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't smoke. I'm really straight edge.
It's not very rock and roll.
That's the thing, they take the mick out of me because they're like, you're so not rock and roll, but you're covered in tattoos and it's like, tattoos is really hardcore, and but you're really straight edge, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it is a bit weird, but I just love tattoos, so I guess that's just it.
Well, listen, Katie, thanks very much for coming on to the show today.
That's okay.
We're going to be playing the song We Will Be Singing. Can you tell us something about this song?
Okay. This song was written sitting on my bedroom floor, with me and Sean sitting on my bedroom floor, just him playing some chords and me just randomly singing this melody that we were like, wow, this is going to be a really cool song. So it was written in about half an hour, and I'd say it's my favourite.
It's definitely one of your best songs, without a doubt.
So yeah.
When will it be released so that people can go and download it?
I'm not sure yet what the date will be, but you can check out the MySpace for all the information.
And what's the MySpace address?
So it is myspace.com/thehypetheory.
Excellent. And do you want to introduce the song for me?
Yeah.
On you go.
Okay. So this is We Will Be Singing by The Hype Theory.
Well, that's the end of another show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to find out more about the bands featured in today's show or previous shows, then head over to www.therewindpodcast.com. And if you want to send an email, then send them to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. And finally, if you download the podcast via iTunes, please leave a comment. On the next show, we'll have music from Brian Van Meter. Follow Your Hero, The Icarus Account, and an interview and music with Cameron Walker from Weatherstar. Until then, thanks for listening.